B-Pod Studios.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. ROR Morning Show. Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Hey, good morning. It's 6:14 on this Tuesday, day February 8th. Little wet and wild. 42 degrees. That's all she wrote today. But you know what? Enjoy it.
Okay.
Because it could be worse.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot worse.
Yeah, it could be. Yeah.
Okay. Like the movie I saw yesterday. I took some downtime. I did. I deserved it.
Did you?
I did.
Really? What heavy lifting have you been doing?
Okay.
Tough Monday.
Tough Monday. I said, honey, you know what I'm going to do today? I'm going to watch a movie, and you probably won't be interested, but I'm dying to see it. It's called Greyhound. I said, oh, dogs. I like a dog movie. That might. No, no.
Oh,
not
buses?
Not about buses. We're talking World War II.
Oh, my God.
U.S. Navy.
Oh, God.
The frigate.
It has all
that's what you would have said.
Yeah, frigate.
Yeah.
The Greyhound.
Yeah.
Starring Tom Hanks. Now, LBF, I flew solo on this movie.
I'm sure you did.
Once I described for Carolyn, it was going to be a World War II Battle of the Atlantic Navy movie.
Are you 100?
What? No, I'm not 100. It's a World War. Guys love this stuff.
Yeah, guys who are 100.
No, they're not. Don't say that. I've always loved, I was in the Navy, so I mean,
that's right.
I'm with you, Bob, because like war movies are like my when the wife's and the kids are out of the house.
Yes.
It's like war movie and give me a hunk of meat.
That's it. It was 90 action-packed minutes.
Good length.
No lovey-dovey. None of that.
The whole movie was 90 minutes?
90 minutes.
90
tight.
Minutes. Pretty good.
Tight. Action-packed. Yeah, go ahead. Hit the trailer for me.
This is the trailer, and there's like one moment of romance, and then that's it. Mm-hmm.
Congratulations on your first command at last.
Elizabeth.
We'll always be looking for you, Evie. Even if I'm 1,000 miles away.
Yeah.
Air escort to Greyhound. You will now be out of range of air cover for the next 5 days.
Huh?
How many crossings does this make?
This is my first.
Not happy with that.
I got some. Most likely a U-boat.
All right, so basically.
Now they start screaming and everything blows up.
Non-stop. Non-stop action.
We have a kill.
Yeah, we got a kill.
Distress rocket, sir.
Distress of rocket, indeed.
LBF, this movie is. I couldn't pick a movie that you would have liked less than Greyhound. Let me just describe it. First of all, there's no lovey-dovey.
Yeah.
Elizabeth Shue in the beginning.
That's it.
You know, he asks her, I don't give it away, but he wants to marry her, and she's like, no, not yet. The world's crazy right now. Go fight that war, and then come back to me. All right? Wow. See, now that is what the romance I want to see in a movie.
Really?
Yeah. And she never comes back. It's great. So it's all action-packed. It's got everything. Subs. I'm not talking meatballs. No! U-boats.
U-boats?
Russian, German U-boats.
I have a sushi boat. I love that.
It's so good. Yes, caller, good morning.
Morning. How are you?
I'm good, Paul. Yeah, we're talking Greyhound today. Stop it.
Now available on Apple.
Paul, go ahead. Tell her how great that movie was.
So, oh, my God. So here's the fun part. I'm talking to a U.S. Navy veteran, and you're talking to a Canadian Navy veteran of 29 years.
Look at that.
So
mm-hmm.
It's like we were together there in the movie, Canadian Corvette.
Yes.
With a U.S. Navy frigate. I mean, outstanding.
Good, Paul. Yeah, absolutely. 90 minutes, action-packed. Like I said, there's no rest for the weary. Tom Hanks is great as the captain, right? He's tight-lipped.
Sitting there on the edge of my seat the whole time and just saying, oh, yeah, baby.
That's right.
Yeah, I'd be sitting on the edge of my seat waiting to leave.
No, you wouldn't. LBF wouldn't last 30 minutes. You couldn't make it.
Listen, I need my blowing up of things countered by a little romance.
Like Pearl Harbor with that love story.
Right.
Go, Paul.
Exactly. Yeah. There you go.
Yeah. Just a little bit of, love and dovey in the beginning. Then we're done.
No.
Yep.
It's going to go up.
And that was it. Just boom, boom.
All right, sailor.
Like, It is romance. It's bromance.
That's right. It was a bromance. Yeah, those men, yeah, those men loved each other. All right, Paul.
Thanks for your service.
And yours too. Aye, Paul.
Good, aye, sir.
Good guy there. See, that's a movie. Had everything. Yeah. It had depth charges.
Oh, yeah, it did.
It's the only depth I needed.
I would need the way we were cleansed after seeing that.
My God.
And it's Hubble, it's Katie, and the girl is lovely.
I sat all alone. Well, one of the dogs sat with me. The other one doesn't like explosions. Yeah, but that's fine. It's a good movie.
Great.
Yeah, so, all right, 619. Good morning. 105.7 W80s and more. It's 623. It's Bob, LBF, and Brian. Your kiss on my list. Oh, one more thing on the movie Greyhound. There wasn't even a kiss.
Yeah,
LBF, if you would have died.
No, thank you.
No, exactly. That's what my wife said, too. Thank you.
Something.
Just a little bit of romance. It gave him something to live for, you know. He wanted to go back to her. You know,
more. What's wrong? I mean, Tom Hanks can make a basketball. Is that what it was? Not a basketball. A volleyball. Romantic.
Wilson.
Yeah. But he can make a volleyball a love interest. Yeah. Why couldn't he make Elizabeth Shue a little bit?
I know. She looked lovely.
Just lovely.
You know, just shoe fly. Keep going.
Ugh.
That was your scene.
I love Elizabeth Shue.
No, you know what? She was great in that movie.
Yeah, in her brief moment.
Exactly. Anyway, six.
In and out.
Well, you don't want to mix love and war.
No, just
go for it. Hey, don't forget, today, a white wedding. That's worth $500.
Worth some green. Get it?
I like that, LBF.
Yeah.
So it's you go to the white wedding, you get the money.
Yep.
$500. J-Bo's going to play it. You be lucky caller 100. You win $500. Pretty good, right?
Perfect.
All right. Hey, coming up in morning court, before we check traffic, real briefly, Nick is on the phone, and he's got a decision to make here, a moral dilemma. You like those? Okay. Nick is like the guy with the angel on one shoulder.
Oh, I love those.
Devil on the other.
Yep.
And he's caught in the middle.
I love it.
Okay, you're going to love this one. Nick's got a moral dilemma. We'll see what he's dealing with in morning court coming up in about 12 minutes. First, a traffic check here. Good morning.
Bill, yep. Obviously there's a tractor trailer rolled over and it's not funny, business, all that. But did you hear about the tractor trailer that flipped over the other day with Vicks vapor rub all over the highway?
No.
Ironically, there was no congestion in the area for 8 hours.
That's pretty good. Come
all
on.
Right, that's a good traffic joke.
Good,
I'm going to give you that traffic joke.
Solid traffic.
That's good.
Right, keep up the good work, guys. We'll see you.
That's a pretty good joke, Bill. Thank
you.
Yeah,
good one.
Vicks Vapo Rub.
Yep.
See what he did there.
No congestion. All right. Is there congestion, Brian?
There is. This is brought to you by Staples Stores. Here